AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Democratic lawmakers who appeared in a social media video urging U.S. troops to defy illegal orders say the FBI has contacted them. Lisa Dwyer reports.
To begin scheduling interviews, signaling a possible inquiry into the matter. The Pentagon has already announced it is investigating Democratic Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona over potential violations of military law. President Donald Trump accused the lawmakers of sedition, punishable by death in a social media post.
This is a scare tactic by him.
Democratic Senator Alyssa Slotkin of Michigan.
The president's reaction and the use of the FBI against us is exactly why we made the video.
The Democratic senator also says that she is beefing up security for her family to ward off potential threats to their safety. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Saying his plan to end the war in Ukraine has been fine-tuned, President Trump is dispatching envoy Steve Witkoff to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin and another envoy to meet with Ukrainian officials. Meantime, Bloomberg News has published the transcript of an October phone call between Witkoff and Putin's foreign policy advisor. In it, Witkoff offers advice on how the Russian leader should go about pitching President Trump on a Ukraine peace plan, saying Putin should congratulate and praise Trump for the Gaza peace deal. Asked about the exchange, Trump called it standard negotiating procedure. Israel's received more human remains from militants in Gaza. Forensic testing's underway to determine whether they are those of another hostage. There are three left to identify. And in New York City, Julie Walker reports the notorious 1979 missing child case will go to trial for a third time.
Manhattan prosecutors vowing to retry Pedro Hernandez, whose murder conviction was overturned in the disappearance of 6-year-old Eitan Pates. Hernandez's lawyers insist the 64-year-old is innocent. He was working at a nearby convenience store when Pates disappeared.
This is AP News. In case you missed it.
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman!
A copy of the first Superman comic, a 1939 Superman number one first edition, has sold for $9,120,000 this month.
There was a lot of spirited bidding. It shattered the previous world record.
Lon Allen, vice president of comics at Heritage Auctions, says the copy was unearthed in a cardboard box under layers of old newspapers and cobwebs by three brothers who were cleaning out their late mother's attic in San Francisco.
It's one of the most desirable comic books that you could own. It's in the very highest grade. It's the original printing.
The buyer and the three brothers remain unidentified. In a statement released by the auction house, one of the brothers says the comic and its story is a testament to memory, family, and the unexpected ways the past finds its way back to us. I'm Jennifer King.
There's more news at APnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
A t-shirt and jeans, mac and cheese. Some things in life are an obvious match, like RIAs and Schwab Advisor Services, the number one choice for independent advisors. The difference is so obvious, it's Schwabvious. Learn why at Schwabvious.com.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious to buy chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.